Hello and welcome to Winning Karma. I'm Kamlesh Nerji. First of all, just starting off the show with a gratitude attitude as always. Thanks to all of the people who listen to the show and always comment on the show and always ask us when we're coming back and always ready and eager for the next episode. We're certainly very glad to be here. And today we're going to be talking about a topic that really is a continuation of the topic that I talked about on the last podcast. We're going to be talking about the brain aspects, the if you like, the neuroscience and burnout aspects. So we're going to talk about neuroscience and what it has to say about burning out. Let me give you a brief description of what burnout is really. Burnout is a state of physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion, which is caused by prolonged stress, which can have an adverse impact on the executive function. Now, when we talk about the executive function, we're talking about the executive's function as well. We're talking about the executive who is actually stressed out. But we're also talking about the executive function, which is the prefrontal cortex, which is a region of the brain which is responsible for what is known as the executive function. This includes planning, decision-making, attention, and self-control. So what you'll find is when you're burning out, your judgment will be clouded and you may make some sloppy plans and you may realize that you're not able to make decisions like you're used to it, not to be confident about it, because there's a sense of you being so overwhelmed. This is what we call when the brain is fried. So when people ignore burnout and they think that, and I wrote a little bit of a post on LinkedIn, and it's not a badge of honor to lose sleep over doing work, to not have any systems or processes which can help. It's not. And I think the problem is that society that we live in, sometimes we think that it's okay, and it's not, because burnout, and the neuroscience bears this out, can lead to such significant changes in the prefrontal cortex, and that includes a decrease in gray matter volume. Changes in brain connectivity, so you talk about neurons and that sort of thing, and reduced activity. And what this does is that it has a corresponding effect, and it impairs executive function, leading to difficulties in decision-making, planning, and attention, as I said. So it's very important to address burnout and its impact on the PFC, the prefrontal cortex, because executive function is essential for success in many domains of our life, including work, relationships, and personal well-being. And in addition to these changes in the PFC, the prefrontal cortex, burnout can also have effects, significant effects on the brain and the body, such as our immunity, the cardiovascular system, and the endocrine system. And in fact, prolonged exposure to stress and to burnout can increase the levels of stress hormones such as cortisol, which again has a negative effect on the brain, including the PFC, the prefrontal cortex. I'm going to be calling it the PFC from now on. Addressing burnout and managing stress not only benefits the executive function, but it promotes overall well-being and reduces the risk of physical and mental health problems. It's a common problem in today's society where we're throwing ourselves on the tracks, where we're working so hard, where, especially in high-stress work environments, and that's all of them really these days, we're addressing it will actually help us to lead to higher productivity, and that's the catch-22. We let it go and we think that we're actually being productive, but we're not. We're not doing ourselves a favor. We're not doing a favor to any of our peers or any of the people around our work. What we need to do is address this problem, increase productivity, better work-life balance, and greater job satisfaction. So that's just something I want to talk about. But just in summary, remember, burnout can burn out the brain. And I'm not stressing this enough. I want to accentuate this, that burnout can have a significant impact on the prefrontal cortex and executive function. And there are steps that individuals, even organizations, can take to address it and promote overall well-being and predict productivity. It's a holistic situation. So if you are suffering from burnout and you know the symptoms that we've talked about, you're feeling any of these symptoms, it's highly recommended that you address them and get help. It's very important to get help. So all I really want to say today is listen to your body. Listen to what is happening. You're tearing away the soul by burning out, and you're not enjoying life, and the joy is going out the window. So let's continue to address these situations. And as I said before in the previous podcast, I'm going to be dedicating myself to this study of burning out. It's a huge problem in today's society, and I've created a special program for this as well. So stay tuned. But as always, first of all, thank you so much. And keep on winning, no matter what happens.